Hey, how you doing? Just wanted to hop in here real quick before the episode. A little update on the car show. It went over really, really well. Had a great time. Big shout out, big thanks to Jeff for putting it on. Jeff's the president of the Lions Club. Happened in New Baltimore, Michigan. Like I say, big thanks. Thanks for having us out. It was a great time. Big thanks to Hover One and Avi for giving us the scooter to raffle off. That was awesome. We really, really appreciate it. Big, big thanks to Hover One and Avi for helping out. Without Hover One, you know, we couldn't have done something like that. So, big thank you. Just a great time. Lots of really sweet cars. We were going to do video, but we thought, you know what, let's just skip it because there's music going on. And, you know, with copyright and all that stuff. And we're like, let's just not even do it. We'll throw some pictures up on the website if people want to go take a look at them. They're pretty cool. But they'll be up shortly, probably the next few days or something like that. But ShoeAndSpike.com if you want to go look at that. And let's get on with it. All right, man, thanks, guys.
This is Shoe.
Do not sabotage me. If you want to be a fucking lightweight, then that's your call. But do not sabotage me.
This is Spike.
Aye, aye, Captain, you got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any fucking Merlot!
Okay, relax.
Hey, we're back. What's up, everybody? Shoe and Spike Podcast, another exciting episode. Kick us off, Shoe.
So, we're going to pick up talking about the 30 banned foods. And we left off with chicken, and now we're moving on to pork.
And just to clarify, this is 30 banned foods. Basically 30 banned foods that America still eats. So they're banned right. In other countries, you know, either
yeah, banned.
A lot of other countries or just a few or whatever, depending on what it is. So pork, it says for pork that ractopamine is a beta agonist that's used to increase protein synthesis in pork by reducing the overall fat content. While less fat may seem like a good idea, it's not a great hormone to have in our systems. So basically the fact that you need animal fats in your system,
yeah.
They're completely getting rid of that.
Yeah, right.
And giving you a bad protein, basically. While all the guys are telling you, oh, it's got more protein in it.
Yeah, this is way better for you now because of this.
Some studies show that up to 45% of pigs have been given ractopamine, and 20% of the ractopamine remains in the meat when we buy it from the store. For this reason, our pork is banned in 160 countries across Europe, Russia, China, and Taiwan.
Jeez.
So
that's freaky. And I know that pork, they always say you got to cook pork thoroughly and you got to get the right temperature because pork is, it's like very susceptible to the trichinella worm. I think that almost all pigs are infested with trichinella worm, which is something that you don't want in your system either, but I think that probably is something that people just know, thoroughly cook your pork and then you won't have that problem, so.
Yeah.
But pork's always freaked me out.
Yeah, pulled pork.
My wife makes really good pork.
Man.
Yeah, my wife makes great pork chops too. So.
Yeah, pork chops too, jeez.
Well, here's one that's sad.
It's such a staple everywhere since the dawn of time.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. If you need this, and you love it, and you have to have it, make it yourself.
Yeah, right.
There's like two ingredients for bread.
Which is bread, and if you make, I mean, nobody makes bread the way you should make it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, way back. I don't think we've made bread the way you should make it for probably hundreds of years.
I've seen like survival type videos where they'll take like flour, and then. Like a sandwich bag of flour, dump some water in it, and then knead it in the bag so you don't get your hands all floury. And then you make a dough, and then you kind of pull the dough out and wrap it around a stick, and then hold it over the fire until it's cooked. And if you have access to some butter, then you like hit it with some butter so that it gets tasty. And then when you're done, you just eat it off the stick or pull it off and chow down. And it's bread, And it's a lot of carbs and everything, but it's a hell of a lot better for you than store bred.
And it's a hell of a lot better for you if you, for some reason, become a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah, right.
You know, those kind of foods are made for people that are on their feet, out working, out doing
things. Oh, right. And yeah, complex carbohydrates and whatever kind of carbohydrates are very important for somebody that's expending a lot of energy, running around and trying to fend for yourself, being outside, camping.
Not the word Mr. Whatever. Informative over here, and we're trying to tell you all this, but I'm just kind of stating the obvious, like, really.
That's true, yeah. But that's, when people say, oh, you have to have a diet of low carbs, I mean, that may be true if you're not doing anything.
I'm not an active guy, so I do like to do the carb.
That's right. Low carbs is important for a guy like me, too, because I'm more active at work. I do move around a lot at work, and that's shown because I've naturally lost weight and gained muscle just from working at a different job now since I switched jobs.
Yeah, you're in a lot better shape than you were years ago, even. Yeah. You know, I remember back in the day, before you lived where you were.
I'm thinking about doing...
Probably 270 to...
I was up to 285 at one point.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm under 220 or less, usually.
And I mean... Another reason why people do low carb, too, is to avoid problems with diabetes.
Right, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that, man. That is a great diet to be on to regulate your diabetes. Not saying it's going to take you off insulin, but...
That's Spike's opinion. What we're saying is not advice. We're just giving our opinions, you know.
Just and you got to be careful about that. Basically, yeah, right.
Yeah, this is what
this
I
is
do.
No medical advice whatsoever, but this is what I do, you know, so... But potassium bromate, excuse me, is an important chemical for bakers that don't have time. Just see, this is what this is what I'm talking about. They don't have time, so they use this to speed up the process. Because bread actually takes time. You can't mass produce it without jacking it up. Basically,
you gotta mix the dough together, and then you gotta let it rest, and then you have to put it in the fridge, and then it rises, and then you can work with it. But they don't want to do that. They want to inject this stuff into it so that it is ready to bake right away.
Bakers don't have time to cook the bread the classic way. What you may not know is that it's linked to kidney damage, cancer, and nervous system damage. The chemical is found in wraps, rolls, breadcrumbs, bagel chips, and flatbreads.
Good gravy.
It's no surprise that potassium bromate is banned in Europe, Canada, and China. Yeah. I mean, wraps, rolls, breadcrumbs. I mean, those are
everything
those are
that
like
people
staples
eat.
In
yeah,
America
right.
For salads, your dinner rolls. I mean, it's crazy the bullshit that we eat.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That sucks.
And I mean, frozen dinners is the next one, and this is what they show in the picture is healthy choice. Which
yeah, right.
Choice is kind of a popular one, right?
Yeah, it's very popular, and that's. Now it's considered an oxymoron because it's not very healthy when it has azabudicarbonate in it.
Azodicarbonamide? That's a tricky word.
Yeah.
Azodicarbonamide.
Okay. Yeah.
Can be found in a variety of things, including frozen dinners, breads, box pasta mixes, and packaged baked goods. It's used to bleach flour and foamed plastic like yoga mats and the soles of sneakers. Of course, it's just about everything you have, it seems like, or some fake version of sugarcane. It's banned in the EU. Crops in the United States can still be treated with
atrazine,
yeah. It's an herbicide that has a wide variety of uses, but it's been known to cause birth defects, reproductive tumors,
good gravy,
skin sensitizations, and muscle degeneration.
Wow.
So that's wonderful. Another horrible thing about atrazine is that it easily leaks into the water supply and interferes with wildlife. Atrazine is most commonly found in sugarcane, and where it's used about 90% of the time.
So does this say that it's added to sugarcane? Oh, it's a herbicide.
It's treated, yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
It's a herbicide, yeah.
Crops in the United States can still be treated with atrazine, yeah. It's an herbicide.
Oh, for...
Yeah, it's like, dude, just grow the shit and stop fucking with everything.
I mean...
When you have to fuck with food supply, that's not a good thing. Can we just get to that point where we understand that? That if something has to be screwed with and tampered with constantly, it's no longer good anymore.
Yeah, right.
Fat-free snacks.
Yeah, this one. Oh, and I remember talking about Olestra. It used to be called Olean.
Yeah, I think it started with Olestra, and then it went to Olean, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, Olestra.
And was then, it potato chips?
Yep, potato chips had it, and people were having leaky bowels.
Man, so. It was like, you can eat one of these, but do not make any plans.
And people were like, yeah, it tastes so good. I'm going to eat this whole bag of chips. And then they would have a whole bag of shit in their pants because it was not good.
No, yeah, that was... It was trashing people, man. They were done for the evening.
Yeah, that was not good, man.
Olestra was considered... Yeah, it says was considered. So are they not using it here? I mean, what the hell's they talking about? We'll find out.
Yeah.
Olestra was considered one of the best inventions in a while. Now we can have our cake and eat it too without causing weight gain. Unfortunately, it wasn't as fantastic as it seemed. Found in fat-free potato chips, corn chips, French fries, Olestra or Olean makes your body unable to absorb vitamins.
Oh, man.
It can also cause cramps and leaky bowels.
Mm-hmm.
In someone that eats too much. It's banned in Canada and the United Kingdom. I don't know about a lot of companies that are still using that.
Oh, I'm sure it's in a lot of stuff, but they just probably renamed it again. Now it's
called
Oh Shit. They just changed the name.
Oh Shit is All.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh Shit is All. It's in the new bubble gum that's coming out.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, chewing gum is next on the list. We love chewing gum. While chewing gum is banned in some countries because people spit it out on the ground, United Kingdom, Japan, and many other European countries ban it because of its BHA content. It contains BHA, which is...
Big, hot ass.
Yeah. Butt hairy assumption.
Oh, jeez.
This chemical is used... Yeah, sorry about the foul this therapy, but it's nasty. This chemical is used to preserve food and keep it from going bad, but it's known to cause cancer in rats. BHA can be found in cereal, nut mixes, butter, meat, and dehydrated potatoes. Jeez, well, dehydrated potatoes are so common.
I remember talking about this in something else. You know what? It was, all right, forget it. But anyway, I remember us talking about these things that were...
Another comment.
It was probably the cereal. It was. We talked about cereal at some point.
Stuff that's in cereal.
Yeah, right. There's
that nasty shit in cereal. Even if it's trace amounts, still, you know what I mean? If you only have it on a regular basis, you know.
Yeah, you eat cereal every day thinking that you're doing good for yourself. And, oh, I'm going to eat some bran flakes. And then you find out that it's got reconstituted bird urine and semen in it. And you're like, this is not good
at all. Of all things, it's got those two in it. A staple at a lot of restaurants, salmon. Salmon is all right in other countries as long as it's farm-raised. Which, is anything farm-raised in America anymore?
Yeah.
Come on. Salmon that have been farm-raised are fed chemicals that make them bright pinkish red that we love so much. They're also given a ton of antibiotics and other drugs that aren't safe for humans.
Which are getting passed to humans, and that's right. That's what Bill Gates is all about.
Just crunching and munching on it like it's like any old business, nobody's business. Finally, they're fed synthetic astaxanthin. What a stupid word!
Yeah.
Finally, they're fed astaxanthin to make their flesh look more appealing. My gosh.
Yeah. Which can cause eyesight damage.
You're going through all this trouble to make the food look better.
Yeah, the freshness of the food.
This must be the excuse used to use that shit or something. Right. Yeah, which can cause eyesight damage in humans. Farm fresh salmon is banned in Australia.
Farm raised salmon
is banned in Austria and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Here's one of your kids' favorites, Fruit Loops.
Yeah, that sucks.
Fruit Loops are delicious too.
Should they have PHB? What is that? Butt hot action? What the hell is that?
BHA.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops hot ass. Has a ton of artificial dyes in it. Same goes for Fruity Pebbles. A ton of stuff we eat actually has artificial dyes. Actually, the dye in Fruit Loops can inhibit nerve cell development. That's why Norway, Finland, Austria, France, and the UK have banned it from their countries. If you want your Fruit Loop craving, you may have to look elsewhere. Also, as a note, Fruity Pebbles
are also banned,
yeah.
Oh, geez, Fruity Pebbles. So, what about Cocoa Pebbles? You know, I can take either one. I really don't eat cereal. I don't like milk. I used to love milk when I was a kid. I could drink a gallon. I felt like I could just whale back a gallon of milk after running a lot, come in the house, just grab the milk and just chug it all down.
Same here, it seems like it.
Your body can't.
It's probably not nearly as bad then as it is now, I'm sure.
Right, so now my kids, when they want to do that, they're going to get affected by it in a negative way because people can't leave shit alone.
That's what pisses me off about this country is just stop fucking with everything.
That's right.
It's like
I don't give a shit if it looks more fresh.
Yeah, I don't give a
just
shit
serve
if you need
it fresh.
I don't give a shit if you need it to last longer.
Yeah, right.
Try fucking all the way off and leave shit alone. Especially when it's going in other people's mouths. Artificial blueberry.
So there's a picture of Nutri-Grain here. Nutri-Grain blueberry, but so I guess artificial blueberry is probably found in all kinds of shit, even jelly probably.
Yeah.
But not KY jelly.
Sorry. Artificial blueberry may be convenient and pretty, but it's bad for you. The blue dye used to color is derived from petroleum.
Oh, gas. Nice.
Which is also used to make gasoline, diesel fuel, asphalt.
And tar.
And tar, yeah. So, you know them guys, petroleum guys. Their petroleum-based products are also found in drugs, too.
Oh, really?
Petroleum-based, yeah.
Nice. So is Vaseline.
They got to keep their money coming in, too. So, yeah, let's use some petroleum in that just to keep our funds up, profits up. It's also been linked to nerve cell degeneration, brain cancer, and hyperactivity.
Jeez.
It's also banned in Norway, Finland, Austria, France, and the UK. Thankfully, you'll be able to get real blueberry in these countries, so the food may actually taste better.
Yeah, right, because, you know, fake shit, they just keep fucking with something until it tastes like something. Like, wait, I just realized this tastes like blueberry. What is it? Well, it's gas mixed with bird urine.
Yeah.
And
it's petroleum-based. And, of course, M&M's has got to come up on here because of the dyes in M&M's as well.
I'm sure, yeah.
American M&M's, it says.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure they got different ones in other countries, obviously. So you can find M&M's overseas. But the thing is, every country has its own little formula. Our formula contains blue dye number 2. While the other M&M's may be fine, the blue ones aren't so great. M&M has a history of adding dangerous dye to its sweets.
That's fucked up.
In 1976, the red ones were found to contain amaranth, a suspected carcinogen. After the public forgot, which we've been doing a lot of that.
Yes.
After the public forgot, the red ones were reintroduced. American M&Ms are explicitly banned in Europe.
Yeah, that we should know better. And you know, I never trusted those fucking M&Ms. The one that fainted when he saw Santa in that commercial. Never trust them. Fuck. You hear the guy that went, I never met the guy.
Yeah.
They were so pissy. And then that girl comes along. What a whore.
Idiot. And then that one guy's a complete idiot. The peanut one.
Yeah, right. He is.
He's a complete dope.
He's a nut.
Yeah, right. Totally is.
Well, this one's sad because this is something that you love to put on top of ice cream, which is probably super bad for you, too.
Yeah, right.
You know?
What chemicals don't you find in ice cream, right? Red number 40
maraschino cherries.
Okay, yeah. My bad.
Your bad. For
red number 40 is on the list of dyes you should avoid. Countless people are allergic to the dye. Plus, it increases your risk of cancer, while maraschino cherries are one of the biggest culprits. Red dye number 40 is also found in grenadine and cherry pie mix. You can check the ingredients list on any dangerous dyes. Anything containing red number 40 is banned in Norway, Finland, France, Austria, the UK, and several other European countries. I mean, by gosh. And here you go. Here's your
this nice staple to keep you alive when there's nothing else around. Rice.
And it's just loaded with arsenic. Rice. Arsenic is a good metal that is easily absorbed by plants. It's especially high in rice. As we increase our use of pesticides and inorganic arsenic, things are only getting worse. It's a known carcinogen and is dangerous to infants and children because it can interfere with brain development. Rice is monitored, but it isn't enough for Europe to ban the grain.
Wait. Oh, it's monitored, so they'll let it in, but they won't ban it. No,
I don't know. Monitored for what? I mean, for the amount of the arsenic getting on it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it monitored for the amount of pesticides that's used? I mean,
you know, I'd rather have a few bugs eat maybe half a grain of rice every now and then than have arsenic.
Yeah,
these bugs won't eat the arsenic.
I mean, anybody that. I mean, I'm sure people have heard about any form of Roundup getting near food. It's like, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, right. Roundup will kill you.
And apples. And yes, I have noticed something different about apples. The skin is not the same.
Yeah, I know. I know. The skin used to be a sweet part, and not necessarily sweet, but the skin was
good. You crunch right through it, too.
You could bite into it easily. And it would have a good flavor.
Yeah.
Now you could just chew it up. Now it's like the skin is like eating plastic.
A layer of plastic over it, yeah. Ever wonder why apples were so shiny? Well, they're glossed up using a mixture of chemicals that can keep fruit looking fresh for longer. It certainly makes apples look better, but it can also be dangerous to your body. The European Food Safety Authority recently blocked American apples because the chemicals, DPA, has been linked to various cancers. More research is needed, but Europe isn't taking any chances. I mean, just hearing the last few that we've read, you got all kinds of cancer causes right there.
Yeah, right.
Just the last few. Let alone the whole friggin' list.
You know, apple orchards, they don't gloss their apples. You know, you can walk around and pick an apple off a tree. I mean, there are some pesticides used to keep the bugs off the trees. But take your apples home and wash them, and they're not going to be glossy, and they don't look as good as the store apples. But I'll tell you what, they probably taste a lot better, and they're probably a shitload better for you. So
going
to the apple orchard is pretty fun.
Yeah, and not only that, it keeps local business alive, too.
Yeah, right.
That apple orchard might be connected to a farm.
Yeah, right.
So the rest of that farm, I mean, might...
Like a cider mill.
Maybe.
Cider mill.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But chocolate milk's another one. Next up on the list. We all love a good glass of chocolate milk, but you may not want to pour a glass for yourself after reading this. Some brands of chocolate milk have carrageenan.
Wow.
Hopefully I'm reading that right. Which is a type of seaweed. It's been used for ages, and modern American society uses it for veggie burgers, soy milk, beer, ice cream, and chocolate milk.
Veggie burgers. This ingredient can cause inflammation and can lead to heart disease.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Wait, there's a comma there. Yeah, I thought that was a period. But yeah, inflammation and can lead to heart disease, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. Tests also found that laboratory mice developed glucose intolerance and impaired insulin action. So yeah, it's going to mess with you, like diabetes mice, you know, I mean. European Union acted quickly and banned it.
So I wonder if that's like quick, you know.
Yeah, right.
Nestle quick. I'm sure Nestle, that dude's a little bit, I don't know, he's a little money hungry. He thinks that he should be able to take all the water across the whole world.
He's getting the water here, pennies on a dollar, man.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Fucking pieces of shit that keeps making deals with him. It's like, knock it off.
Yeah, they don't own the water, so they need to back off with that.
Well, anything that's, you know, anything that's here that they can make a profit off, they're taking it. So, it's the way it's been, anyway. That's disgusting, man. And, well, here we go. Here's another American staple. Ketchup. We all know that France takes its food very seriously. Well, apparently officials thought ketchup was hindering their food culture. In 2011, France banned serving ketchup in elementary schools because it was unhealthy. But that isn't the only reason. During an interview with the Daily Mail, National Association of Directors of Collective Restaurants, Christophe Herbert, we have to ensure children become familiar with French recipes so that they can hand them down to the following generation.
So that's a little confusing. There's not a reason for banning it other than France ban it. Ketchup has a lot of sugar in it, I heard, but I don't know. Is there anything below this?
No, just an ad.
That's it. Wow. So it didn't say anything bad about ketchup. It just said that French people...
hindering their food culture.
Yeah, ketchup. You put ketchup on French fries... Yeah. Which is not theirs.
Unhealthy. Well, yeah, it's not healthy, but it's a topping. It's not made to.
It's not
gorge. You know.
Yeah, right. You're supposed to put a little bit of it on. You know? That's the thing is, people are like, if I don't have a whole ketchup bottle on each fry, I'm not happy. I mean, that's a little much.
If you really want, you know, this might be a whole other story. But if you really want your burger to taste kind of ketchup-y or whatever, you want a little bit of ketchup, you put a tomato slice on it.
Yeah, right.
With some mayo or whatever, that'd be just as good, in my opinion. But then again, where are you getting tomatoes from? Probably going to have arsenic, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Bird urine, still.
Bee shit, you know, or
bee
something.
Bee shit. You know, bee shit, I think, is actually good for you, though.
Is it reconstituted, though, or is that natural stuff?
Oh, natural.
Okay.
Organic, straight out the bee butt.
Ugh. Potato chips... an American staple. You can get potato chips just about anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You walk into a doctor's office and you can get a bag of chips out of their snack machine.
Yeah, right.
But that's a place that's a beacon of health. Come on now, it's a hospital. BHT and butylated hydroxytoluene. That's ridiculous. Hydrox, Y-T-O-L-U-E-N-E. Hydroxidal.
That's what BTH stands for. BHT stands for.
Okay.
I thought it was big hot
BHT
turd,
is a sister compound of BHA, which we heard about earlier.
Big hot action or big hairy
well,
ass.
Now we got big hairy tits.
Oh, big hairy tits and ass. Jeez.
Here we go. TNA. TNA coming at you. No.
Yeah.
BHT is mostly used as a preservative to keep food fresh for consumers. So consumers have plenty of time to buy it. That's the one thing that irks me. You have to fuck with something to make it last longer so people can come get it. It's like,
yeah.
If they don't get it, it sells out and it's gone, okay? That's how it works.
I know that, like, the oils used to make potato chips is really bad for you, like vegetable oil.
Hydrogenated oil is garbage.
Oh, yeah, that's trans fat, hydrogenated oil.
It's often found in foods like potato chips, sausage... even meat patties. In the United States, it's generally realized as safe, but in other countries, it isn't so generally safe. Some places have banned it.
while others have put
heavy restrictions
on it, since data has shown it to cause cancer. Jeez, what else?
Breathing, I think, is next on the list.
I heard back in the day, even, I think it went back all the way to the 80s, that snapping fingers, snapping your fingers causes cancer. Yeah.
That's what people used to say. That might have been a joke that people ran with.
Well, no, I'm sure it was just like, everything causes cancer. Well, why don't snapping fingers do it too? Yeah. You know, like, and here we got cheese, you know. We just indulged and had some cheese not long ago. I can't have a delicious slice of provolone without having cancer in your mind. Whatever. Anyway, this is becoming a downer. We're going to have to never do these shows again.
I know, this is, and we're sorry.
I hope this is at least informative and at least helping somebody.
Yeah, somebody that can stay away from these kind of foods by eating dirt.
Why don't we finish this list? Because I think we got enough time in already.
Oh, for sure.
Why don't we finish this list? We'll do a little bit less reading, but we'll at least... Things that we feel like we need to elaborate on, we'll elaborate on.
All right, yeah, let's do that. Ready? Break.
Okay, break.
Cheese. Dairy.
RBGH, which is earlier in the first episode, we go over
it's
that.
It's something bovine growth hormone.
Cerebral. Yeah, and the BST as well, which was in the past
big
one.
Sack titties.
Butylated hydroxy.
No, that's BHT.
Well, BST.
Yeah, that's BST. The best.
RBST was the one that we...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We heard about in the last episode.
Cheese is bad.
Injected into cows to increase milk production. There we go, yeah.
So that's why milk is
high
bad,
fructose
too.
Corn syrup, which is nobody predominantly can deny found in pop, right?
Oh, pop. Yeah, in almost every single drink that you pick up. Unless it's... Like, what's that? Simply? And then those two guys that made that company that... it was really, really good, and but it was always super. It was all natural
juice
juices.
Box.
No, it was like
Tropicana.
No, you're never gonna get it. No, you're never gonna get it.
Sunkist.
It was just a. It's kind of rare to find it nowadays. It seems like
things like obesity and type 2 diabetes have skyrocketed since its introduction, and I'm talking about high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, that's...
In response, the United Kingdom and several other European countries have restricted the products or banned the use of high fructose corn syrup completely.
Yeah, it's... So what I heard about it is that when your body receives sugar, it knows what to do with sugar. It puts it on your body, and then it tries to burn it off. When it gets high fructose corn syrup, it has no idea what it is or what to do with it, so your body doesn't know how to process it, so it just goes on and it sits there as fat, and it just sits in your system and fucks with you. High fructose corn syrup is. Corn syrup. Palm oil, yeah, I've heard about palm oil. With.
It's loaded in peanut butter and jelly. Wait, as long as peanut butter and jelly isn't made with palm oil isn't... healthy for you, and your body can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Right, that being said, the EU decided to ban this ingredient.
So look on the label if you see palm oil, that's bad. I think sunflower seed oil is good.
Look for palm oil in your peanut butter. If your peanut butter has it, don't get that kind.
Right, yeah.
You'd probably be better off going for, like, natural peanut butter.
Yeah, all natural peanut butter. I knew a guy that really loved that. You gotta stir it up. I know that's what you're going to say,
Yeah, because it'll separate
it
like
separates
crazy.
A lot, and it looks gross, but if you mix it up, it's back to spreadable, and it's all natural, and it's good for you. Peanut butter is good for you if it's not processed and all the crap. If it's all natural peanut butter, then it doesn't have the palm oil.
We're getting to the point where nothing is available that isn't processed, man. Yeah. It's such bullshit.
So this one says diabetic baked goods, but I'm thinking that anything with fake sugar. Talking about fake sugars.
Yeah, aspartame, active sucralose, neotame,
acesulfame. Acesulfame, aspartame, sucralose, saccharin, neotame. Neotame, that sounds great.
Yeah, can you pass me that neotame spread, please?
Yeah, right.
The EU has decided that it would approach the issue again in 2020 to decide whether they should completely ban the artificial sweetener.
Is this list before 2020?
I don't think so, man. I don't think it's that old.
All right.
Does it give us a date? I don't think it does. I think we're getting close here, though. Yeah.
All right, yeah, where are we at? The meats?
That was the diabetic baked goods.
Right. So now processed meats.
Which processed meats picture, are all over the fucking place. Yeah, like place.
All meats that you can get basically is processed. And it has a picture of bacon, so.
Okay, so it says, processed meats aren't bad for us, but all the fat content, many bacon brands, smoked meats, and processed meats are banned in the EU for one preservative, sodium nitrate.
So I was pretty close. Sodium nitrate is the reason. I think that is also in like deli meat too, which is I guess processed meat. So duh.
Yeah, a lot of those. I mean, and if you can go to a counter and get like Crackers ham, I would think that's a lot more safer than the prepackaged shit, you know what I mean? Like you go and have them actually slice it, they throw it in the deli bag for you.
Yeah, right.
I would think that would be better than going and getting like
a prepackaged
packaged things of ham
that are sitting there for months and they're still good.
Yeah, and they're months. They're sitting there for months and they're months and out in the middle of nowhere.
That's not good. All right.
I mean, how do they think Roya feels?
Probably months and.
Stevia, everybody's favorite. That was almost stereo, wasn't it?
It was. That was pretty cool.
But stevia, everybody's like, oh, it's made from sugar, it's really good. Well, apparently not.
Right.
We'll elaborate real quick here. Along with artificial sweeteners, stevia, a natural sweetener, was also banned in the EU from the start. Early in 1999, the European Commission banned stevia's use in food products pending further research. There were concerns that the sweetener could be harmful to our health. Despite there being many supporters and it being hugely popular in the United States, the Food Standards Agency in the UK claims that there was evidence from animal tests that stevia could increase the risk of cancers and male infertility. Male infertility, that's a real popular one nowadays.
Yeah, right. They're trying. I mean, that works.
I mean,
to try and
if you don't want a bunch more people, you just get rid of fertility.
Trans fats, we all know that's bad. Just look for, the name changing. They had hydrogenated. There was all kinds of different names for it. So, trans fat. It doesn't say anything. It's got McDonald's. Really bad cholesterol.
McDonald's and Wendy's, I think a couple other places were like, oh, we're not no longer doing trans fats. That made me question why they're doing it. Are you making them less healthy? I mean, your shit's already garbage, and you're gonna make it. You're gonna alter it.
Add trans fat to it. So what are they doing to remove the trans fat now?
I have no idea. I mean, many snack foods like crackers, cookies, and microwave popcorn are known to have trans fats.
Yeah.
You can also find trans fats in frozen pizza, fast food, coffee creamer.
Oh, yeah.
The law will prohibit anyone that has more than 2 grams of trans fat per 100 grams of food. That's a law? Wow. Well, there you have it.
Well,
that was the last one on the list.
That was the saddest list of this whole show's history.
I'll echo Shu on that one. Sorry, man.
So, hey, one thing that's good is you can get all the bad stuff that's in chips and also probably all the bad stuff that's in chip dip at the same time, which would be nice. Like, I'm sure there'll be some trans fat in some chip dips, French onion dip. Everybody loves that.
Yeah, geez, French onion dip, my gosh. All right. There you have it. So we're going to duck out of here, and we'll see you next time. But hopefully, obviously the next one will not be a downer.
Yeah, wah, wah, wah. Sorry.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Take care.
This is Shu.
We got toilet paper.
This is Spike.
You can use it on your butt, or blow your nose or something.